Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Thanks to folks from Ascension Via Christi Hospital for speaking to me in the first half hour of the program. We're going to do a little transition here, though. We have on the line with me now Flint Hills Christian School Principal Josh Snyder. Josh, thanks for calling in.
Thank you so much for having me, and this is the first time, you know, I've done it over the phone with you. Usually I get to be in the studio with you.
Yeah, you usually actually get to be in here with Brandon Peoples. It's been a while since I've had a segment with Flint Hills Christian. I was more familiar with your predecessor, actually.
Got it. Well, thank you for having me.
Of course, and I hope your day is going well. We're going to talk a little bit about sort of, it's been maybe a couple months since you've been in here, so you've had to make a lot of adjustments in your fourth quarter regarding COVID-19. What were some of the adjustments you had to make? How did the whole situation go for you guys?
Well, I mean, let's face it, this has been a difficult situation for so many. You know, I know not just our little school, but so many families, you know, all of society has had to adjust to this. So, you know, during our spring break back in March, we began to see the COVID-19 situation worsen. It was really at that point that our faculty and staff began to get together, even over, you know, the break, invest some time, and really figure out not just, you know, if we're going to make changes, but it was at that point, how are we going to make changes? We have to make changes and creatively adapt to our situation. So, you know, we 1 week later, and honestly, just a whirlwind of faculty professional development meetings, planning sessions, and adoption of digital tools that we had never used before, at least at a school-wide level, and a learning management system, communications out to families. I mean, it was just, it was a whirlwind of events. But, you know, we 1 week later, we were doing remote learning. So I still, it's foggy to me, everything that happened.
I have to commend every teacher for doing that. I instruct a class at K-State, and I'll tell you, it was not an easy turnaround. Everyone switching an in-person class to remote online. There's a lot of things that you, if you're doing in-person classes, you don't think about, and it's definitely a different approach.
Right, and I think one of the things that the teachers told me was, this is taking so much longer for me to plan, and, you know, part of that is just the learning curve for any kind of teachers who did not know how to use the digital tools that we had adopted. You know, we had to quickly help them and give them the support they need so that they could be successfully delivering instruction to the students.
From what you've heard, I know you were doing some surveys with parents. I'm assuming that has something to do with figuring out how the remote situation worked. Have you seen, is that correct from what I'm understanding?
Yeah, Nick, you're exactly right. So we wanted to make sure that we asked our parents, and really it was a stakeholder survey. So we included parent constituents, teachers, staff, students, and then community members. If somebody has stake in the school here at Flint Hills Christian, they have an opportunity to maybe share their perspective. Oh, and then grandparents as well. And what we found, which I guess is not all that surprising to me, but it's important to state, which the respondents of the survey indicated that the number one challenge that students faced during the fourth quarter with doing remote learning and being at home and the coronavirus situation was, the biggest challenge was social isolation. They just felt isolated from their normal school day, from being out with their friends, to, you know. So it's just important for us to kind of enter into that reality of how toxic this situation was for the students and how difficult it's been for their mental health.
Yeah, it's definitely hard, you know. There's a lot of, you know, looking back, I'm sure the schoolwork situation, maybe students don't always miss the schoolwork. But look, in my experience, I know I would have really missed out on being able to have that interaction with my classmates if I were still in elementary or K-12 education.
Absolutely. And I mean, think about, you know, the extracurricular programs that had to be discontinued and the events. And, you know, we still do have a senior graduation ceremony that's going to be coming up here actually on June 20th, which is a Saturday. It'll be here on campus. But, you know, it's not quite the same, is it?
No, it's definitely not. And, you know, I'll again commend you for making the transition. And I know students are really hoping they can get back in person next semester if safe and allowed. I want to transition a little. As you mentioned, you have your graduation ceremonies coming up next week. Talk a little bit about whether there's going to be any differences there. Are you planning on doing it in person? Is there any change in how you usually format?
Yeah, a little bit. It will still be on campus. We will be having it in our regular space, which is our gymnasium. We'll have a stage set up, and what we're going to be doing this year, and of course, you know, we've got 12 graduates in our senior class. So, I mean, that's, you know, I think about my public high school that I went to, where we had 400 graduates. Very big difference. So you have to imagine what, you know, Flint Hills Christian School graduation is like. It's much smaller than other schools. But we're limited to 100 people on site. And so we are having our guests make sure that they, you know, that they limit it to that. And then we're going to also make sure that we space families out from one another, just to try to avoid any kind of cross exposure of families, and then spacing the students up on stage. Just, you know, these little measures that we want to take to ensure that students and guests will be safe on our campus, and then just having dispensers around for being able to wash hands. And so, you know, these measures are small, but I think they're going to be important for just ensuring no exposure to any sickness.
And speaking with the president of Ascension Via Christi earlier, those hand washing stations will go very well used. I think they'll be very effective in helping out.
Think about it. A very integral part of a graduation ceremony requires a handshake, right? I mean, we kind of take that for granted. It's never been an issue before that I know of that, well, we have to rethink the handshake, but we wanted to make sure that we're going to shake the hand. There's something like, I would call it a rite of passage, you know, to handshake the graduates. So we're just going to make sure that we, use the dispenser every time prior to shaking another student's hand.
And we're running short on time with just about a minute left in our conversation. I know on Monday, on your calendar is showing plans to release a 2020 procedures for COVID-19. Can you give any details on that, or is that something we should wait for Monday to hear more on?
I can give a few details. One is, you know, just explaining the goals. And, you know, we've had a task force working hard to develop a plan that will include making sure that the students, when they come back in August, that they are physically safe, they've got a physically safe environment, and then, of course, we want to prevent any outbreak and additional closures in the future. That's our hope. So we are opening our school doors up in August, unless something dramatic changes, and our words for the school year are connected and respected. The idea is we want to make sure that we're connecting with students on a relational level and respecting other people's differences. because we know that we're united in so many ways, but we also have differences, and we respect that. So that's just a short bit of what we're planning. One other thing to mention, too, before we end here is that we have just hired our very first school nurse who will be on site here full-time. So we are extremely excited about that, at our little school, just having that.
A timely hire and a good move considering the times, that's for sure. Principal Josh Snyder, I appreciate the time. We are completely out of time, though. Thanks for calling in. We're going to have to leave. A reminder for folks at home, graduation coming up next weekend for Flint Hills Christian School. If you have a friend or student or child graduating, send them some well wishes and perhaps get a ticket from them if you're providing tickets for those graduations.
Yeah, thank you so much, Nick. And, people can look at our Facebook to see what's going on. Just put in Flint Hills Christian School.
Appreciate it. We're going to head off to a break. We'll be back here on InFocus, News Radio KMAN.